FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Talk about anything you want to talk about.
Whether it be political or personal, anything that's on your mind or something in between, you just want to rant, you've got an issue, you've got an agenda, you want to push it for all the world to hear, we're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget you can log on at freetalklive.com. Join the fun on our bulletin board system. We're approaching 250 users now, Manwich.
We certainly are. You can also download the last six shows from the archive section.
That's true. You can not only that, but you can stream the show if we're doing it live, which we are tonight. We're here. It's Saturday night. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
You can also check out the Shrine of Female Listeners and see all the ladies that have sent their pictures into us.
And much, much more, including updates at freetalklive.com. So get interactive there. But we want to get interactive with you on the phones. That's what this show is all about. It's about your calls and what is on your mind. We're going to go back to the phones, back to the fun. Bob in Huntsville, Alabama. You're back on Free Talk Live. Bob, so sorry to abruptly truncate your call there, I guess you could say. You're back on, and thanks for your patience.
No problem.
All right, so you were telling us that you're a very successful business owner. Your business has grown leaps and bounds in the past 5 years. And can I ask what industry you're in?
Real estate.
Good industry to be in, but very competitive, isn't it?
Well, I don't want to say actually too much about my business, really, but the point is that I'm paying a lot of money in income tax, and...
Didn't you say $500,000 this year?
Right, $500,000, and I'm not, you know... there are people that make a lot more money than I do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're paying a lot more taxes than I'm paying.
Teresa Hines Carey, for instance.
Well,
actually, she's paying a lot less.
You know, I mean, there are people that are making big bucks, okay, and they're paying big taxes. And I'm just wondering if, you know, and I'm not saying that if I was to you know, have free reign of all of the tax money that I am currently currently paying, if I would donate it all, okay? I might invest it. I might, you know, start a new business. Who knows?
That's actually, you know, if you ask me, Bob, it's better to take your money and invest it than to actually give it to charity, because that does more for the economy. It does more for the wealth creation of this nation. I mean, it's okay to give some money to charities, but honestly, if you invest it, it's going to do a lot more good in the long run.
I agree. But at the same time, I want to be able to give to charity. I mean, I can, okay?
Yes.
But the point is that $500,000 of it is being taken away from me that I'm not in control of.
Yeah, not only that, it's being squandered once they take it from you.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're doing things like, as you reported earlier last hour, man, which the police department is buying lawnmowers and racing them. Yeah, we laugh, but that's our money.
Yeah,
that's being spent.
It's really pretty sick.
So if you had that $500,000 back, Bob, if you'd never lost it in the first place...
Just this year.
Mm-hmm. How much easier would it be... What more of a percentage chance do you think you would have of cutting a check for the tsunami victims?
Oh, I mean, 100%. I mean, there's no doubt that I would be writing a big check to them. Probably not a $500,000 check.
No, of course not.
I might write them a $10,000 check.
Yeah.
But you might feel moved to do a $500,000. You never know.
Every little bit counts.
Who knows, you know?
Yeah.
George Bush wrote a $10,000 check. Now, he's probably paying more than... $500,000 in tax.
Well, he only makes what $150,000 a year.
Yeah, but you know that's for a salary,
right?
You know, he's certainly got a lot more investments than that.
If you had that $500,000, and like you were saying, you reinvested it back into the economy, you helped someone else, you loaned it out, you gave it to a bank, they loaned it out, helped someone else start some businesses, it would create so much more wealth for this nation that even more people would then have even more disposable income to where they could donate some of that to charity.
Absolutely.
We'd have more money to create more charities with.
Absolutely, and I feel my money is being wasted. I mean,
it is.
You know, I'm a Free State Project member.
Congratulations. I was going to ask you about that.
No, I'm a Free Stater, and in fact, I just went up to New Hampshire over New Year's and toured the state, looked around, and, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, where we would want to move when we move.
You and your family?
That's right.
Very good.
But
how's it look?
It looks great. I mean, New Hampshire is, I was up there, I don't know, 30 years ago, bicycling actually through the state and had a great time. But going back, you know, we got basically a whole north-south tour. The state's not that large.
Sure.
So, you know, it got a good picture of you know, what's what, what's where, and the kind of places we might want to live.
Well, that's so exciting that we're going to have somebody, you know, one of our Free State Project members is someone with such good business sense, and we're honored to be part of the movement with you, Bob.
Well, and I'm glad to hear you are.
Thanks for being out there. Is that how you found out about the show, is via the Free State Project?
Well, no, actually, I tune in to listen to Harry Brown after you guys, but tonight I tuned in a little early and picked you guys up. And
it's two libertarian shows for one.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I should mention that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's toll-free 1-888-532-4604.
Bob, tell them what website they can log on to.
Well, you can go to freetalklive.com.
No, that's a good website. But
yeah,
for the Free State Project, it's freestateproject.org.
Oh, I put you under the gun, man. I'm sorry.
Well, you put me on the spot there. I'm not used to this real-time, you know, live talk stuff.
Well, Bob, we're on six nights a week, and do us a favor. Call a couple of radio stations there in Huntsville and ask them to put our show on.
Well, I'd love to. It's so conservative here, really. I mean, and that's another point. I mean, that just the bombardment that we get from the conservative right-wing radio stations is just unbelievable.
Isn't it amazing how they all just fall right in line with exactly...
It is, and they talk about the liberal media. I mean, geez, I cannot find liberal media on the radio, that's for certain.
Well, and even the so-called liberal... Well, to be honest, though, Bob, there is a new thing in talk radio. It's called progressive talk. I don't think it's going to be coming to Huntsville anytime soon, but in some major markets around the country, Boston, San Francisco, major cities, progressive talk is making a splash, I guess you could say, and the classically conservative Clear Channel Radio, I think, has switched over 50 of their talkers to progressive stations, or so-called progressive stations. Of course, we all know what they're progressing toward. They're progressing toward socialism.
Right.
Yeah.
I can see that.
So, Bob, any final words for us? Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, thanks a lot. I appreciate the opportunity to call in, and I'll be listening to you guys.
Thanks, Bob. We appreciate it. You can dial in as well at 1-800-259-9231 and literally take over the airwaves.
There's a guy who has... you know, very large means for donating to these people in need. And he just doesn't feel moved. He doesn't feel touched by the situation. And if it wasn't for the just exorbitant amount of taxes that he had to pay, if he didn't pay them, they're going to take away all the things he loves and owns and put his ass in jail. So all those, if he didn't have to pay all those taxes, he'd write a nice big check to those folks and those tsunami victims.
Exactly. The amount of detriment that the economy receives based on the tax situation that we have here, where most people are paying 50% of their income in taxes through various different means, whether it be income or sales tax or gasoline tax, etc., is so damaging. When the government controls that much money, it's literally strangling competition, it's strangling industry, it's strangling... it's strangling new inventions, it's strangling creation of wealth, it's strangling the charities, as we made the point before. It is amazing. We can't imagine how much more wealthy we would be if we didn't have these oppressive taxes.
The generous and benevolent government of the United States of America wrote a check for, what, $350 million to the aid for these victims.
Of our money. Our money.
I just wonder,
which is going to
how much of our money did they get in taxes in order to be able to write that check? It's probably twice that.
Yeah, because they had to spend the other $300 million on the bureaucrats so they could write the checks, right?
Yep.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You call in and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. That's what we call the show Free Talk Live. Otherwise, coming up, I'll give you some examples of how it is the free market can save the animals and protect property rights. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump and fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget you can get interactive online as well at freetalklive.com. Shoot us an email, FTL at freetalklive.com. There's a bunch of fun stuff for you to check out there. Last hour we were talking about the Endangered Species Act. There are some groups that are now lobbying, some property rights groups that are lobbying to change the act. They say that the act has been a failure, and it has. We now have more endangered species than we ever had before, somewhere in the range of 500 or more of them. And, of course, the government, if you know anything about the government or have paid even the slightest amount of attention to what the government does and what the results are that it gets, you know that this is true. Government can't do anything right. They fail at every single thing that they attempt. That's just a fact about government and the way it works, or rather, doesn't work. And so what we need to do is, instead of changing the program or increasing the funding or reform or whatever it is that they're suggesting, because It doesn't matter. How many times have we changed the government education program? How many times have we thrown more money at government education? What do we get as a result, Manwich?
More crap.
We get more kids coming out of the educational government educational system who can't even read and write. More of it. Falling test scores. You get the opposite of the intentions. So if you want government to do something that's beneficial, you should pass a law called the Government Destruction of the Environment Act, and then probably they'll end up saving it. So what needs to be done is we need to abolish the Endangered Species Act and allow the free market to take over. Because here's what happens when the free market takes over. And I'm going to read a little bit here from one of the best books on the free market, in my opinion. It's a little book called Healing Our World. Actually, it's not very little, but it's got some really great stuff in it here. And the author is Mary Ruart. She actually gives this book away.
Really?
Her sister died as a result of, I think it was some form of cancer or muscular dystrophy. And at the end of her life, her sister's last wish was that Mary Ruart take her book and spread it as far and wide as possible. And so she used the internet to do that. You can get the 90s edition of this book in full on her website at ruart.org for free, which is pretty impressive. Now, there's a newer book that was published, I think, in 2001 with all sorts of new statistics and that sort of thing. But the point between the books is the same. So if you want to check this out for yourself, you're welcome to do so. Anyway, she says, governments often prevent individuals from claiming wildlife just as they prevent homesteading on land. In essence, wildlife management has become a public monopoly. As I made the point last hour, the government is the only group that is permitted to deal with certain types of species. Grizzly bears, wolves, bald eagles, etc., etc., 500 or so of them. You cannot own those things unless somehow you magically get some kind of exemption or pay off some bureaucrats or, you know, there's got to be some way to get around the law.
What if a bald eagle falls injured into my yard and somehow, you know, I care for it without having being clawed to death?
Right.
I mean, I can only imagine what it would be like getting clawed by a bald eagle. But
sure.
Somehow I managed to keep my cat away from the bald eagle and I care for this bald eagle in my backyard and nurse it, you know, I'm slowly nursing it back to health. Am I owning it? I mean, what's the deal there?
I would say you're not owning it, but you're possessing it. You're possessing the eagle, you're taking care of it, and it's probably illegal to even touch it, I would guess.
Probably.
It probably is that way, and we'll continue on this, but this is the show about you and your calls and what's on your mind, and anything goes, political, personal. Let's go to Malta in Copenhagen, Denmark. Jot that one down, Manwich.
I got it.
It's a new country. Hello, Malta. We've never heard
of
you
know.
Before.
We're definitely not free.
you in Denmark are not free?
We're under the European Union's seal.
Oh, we're so sorry to hear that. I think the European Union's a horrible, horrible
place. It's a very horrible place. It's like Soviet Union, too. But the information I have, as a guy I have known some years, an American, I think they're both... The one who has done the most research is Jordan Maxwell.
What is it that you're talking about, anyway?
About avoiding paying tax legal.
Okay.
The guy has a website...
Well, we're not here to promote websites, Malta. If you want to plug a website, you can go on our freetalklive.com.
No, it's not about promoting website. It's about getting some papers you fill and you send them to the IX, and after that, you get the bread letter, and we don't want anything to do with the way anymore.
Are you telling me that
you can legally get away. You can change your citizenship from United States citizenship. It's something they made in July 1868.
There wasn't even an income tax then.
No, but they make that law that all it's like the 13th Amendment where the blacks were getting rights. And on that enactment, all other people who have rights before, they're getting to the same new rights of citizenship, United States citizenship, before this was American citizenship. And that's what they offer now. You can change back to American citizenship. Don't pay tax. Don't have into barriers. They can't arrest you.
I'll tell you what, Malta, that sounds very interesting. And why don't you post the details on our freetalklive.com bulletin board system. You're suggesting that you can fill out some paperwork, change your citizenship, and then change back, and then you don't have to pay taxes?
Yeah. I think it's very great.
Why is it that this hasn't gotten out? Why is it that this...
it's been being secret. And
why?
Maxwell, I don't know.
Why is it a secret? You're talking about it here on this show. Why can't this Maxwell guy call into, you know, all the other talk shows in the United States and promote his website? Or promote
his plan?
It's really
Vic Varyabedian.
Are you speaking English?
Yeah, he's an Ukrainian who came to America in the 80s or 70s.
He's a Ukrainian.
Yeah, he's Ukrainian, but he lives in America and he's very made a patriot.
Okay.
I mean, he is doing all the legal work and how this commerce, something called the International Commerce Act or something like. But some people who's incredibly wealthy don't pay any tax.
Well, they just have the ability to dodge anything because they know the elite, they know the important people in government, and they just get exemptions through that way.
It seems like this would slowly spread, or actually, it sounds like...
If that could creep around the American people, the Rockefeller and the Rothschild will, I don't know, run back to wherever they come from.
Well, Malta, I got to tell you, man, I'm skeptical, of course, with all of this kind of stuff, and
sure.
I'd be happy to, you know, have you posted in our bulletin board system. But there's been all kinds of anti-tax plans out there. I mean, Irwin Schiff, the Bannister. I've heard all kinds of names in regards to the anti-tax movement, but this is a new name for me. And if it's been around for that long, I'm shocked that I haven't heard of it.
There are several people who can weigh how you can get out of debt. You can remove about 75 or more of you. Credit card debt, and it's illegal to... What it says is really...
Well, you should
really
get out of debt by paying your debts off. Are you talking about dodging your debt somehow, Michael?
No. That's several... I don't know. I just heard something about this, but this is more interesting. Yeah. So about... it's illegal to loan money out of America against interest. That's what he's saying.
All right, Malta. Well, thanks for the call, man. We certainly appreciate hearing from you, and I hope everything's nice and cold there in Denmark for you. 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231, proof that this is indeed a worldwide radio show.
It's strange.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War 3 has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass, and much more. reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231.
As often as you say that telephone number, you should be saying it in your sleep.
That's true. I just get thrown off a little bit.
And this is Manwich.
It is Ian here with you. We're here at Saturday night. It is the live Saturday night edition. We'll talk to you about anything personal, political, whatever's on your mind. You can log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with the bulletin board system. We're approaching 250 users there. Also, thousands of posts for you to search through, browse through.
Looks like our friend from Denmark will probably be a new user here shortly.
We'll see about that.
I'm interested in seeing his website, but it seems to me that if there was some rule since the 1800s.
I would have heard about it by
that
now.
Somebody could get away with not paying taxes. That would have spread pretty quickly.
I mean,
one person would try it and they'd pass it. And
there are major anti-tax organizations here in the United States, and you'd think that they would have gotten wind of such a thing.
Sure, they would have researched something like that. It seems like to me.
Hey, post it on the BBS. Let everyone check it out for themselves. I mean, that's kind of the fun part. These people come on, post their links. Some of them are utterly nuts, like the people who think that a bomb exploded and created the tsunami. And so some of our other posters on the BBS will call them out on that. They'll say, you're nuts. And it makes for some very interesting conversations. You can also get interactive with us via email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. There's the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archive section, and much, much more, all for you free at freetalklive.com. So we were talking about the environment, specifically the cutesy little animals and protecting them, because, well, a lot of people are concerned about that, as they should be. Animals are an important part to human life. They give us companionship and, in some cases, food and products and all sorts of things. Animals are very valuable, and that's why we need to keep them out of the hands of the government. So I was going to read something here from Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World. Because I'm making the point that the free market protects animals while the government endangers them. So we should not trust the government with the animals that we want to protect. And plus, this also benefits us because it gives us our property rights back. So anyway, tax subsidies to manage wildlife give it the characteristics of third-layer aggression. Subsidies have often paid for the killing of wildlife, sometimes to the point of near extinction. For instance, state governments encourage the shooting of hawks. Some, like Pennsylvania, paid hunters a tax-subsidized bounty for each hawk. I mean, you've heard of things like this before, like New York City has a rat problem. They pay hunters to kill the rats, that sort of thing. Aghast at this slaughter, Ms. Rosalie Edge bought one of the hunters' favorite spots with voluntary contributions from like-minded people, people that wanted the killing to stop. And she turned it into a sanctuary. Hawk Mountain in the Pennsylvania Appalachians has been protecting hawks since 1934. In 1927, the owner of Sea Lion Caves, the only known mainland breeding and wintering area of the Steller Sea Lion, opened it to visitors as a naturalist attraction. Meanwhile, Oregon's tax dollars went to bounty hunters who were paid to shoot sea lions. The owners of Sea Lion Caves spent much of their time chasing hunters off of their property. Although the owners of Sea Lion Caves and Hawk Mountain Sanctuary were protecting the wildlife on their land, they were also, ironically enough, forced to pay the taxes that rewarded the hunters who endangered those species. That sucks, huh?
Yeah.
Talk about a crappy deal. It's another reason why taxes suck. Not everyone in a group wants resources treated the same way. When all people use their property as they think best, one owner's careless decision is unlikely to threaten the entire ecosystem. When bureaucrats control vast areas, however, one mistake can mean ecological disaster. In addition, special interest groups struggle for control. For example, Yellowstone National Park, the crown jewel of the national park system,
it is beautiful,
has been torn apart by conflicts of interest. In 1915, the Park Service decided to eradicate the Yellowstone wolves, which were deemed to be a menace to the deer, elk, antelope, and mountain sheep that visitors like to see. Nobody wants to see those mean old wolves.
No, they're bad. Park Little Red Riding Hood.
Park, they might eat those cutesy animals. Park officials induced employees to trap the wolves by allowing them to keep or sell the hides. Eventually, the fox, lynx, marten, and fisher were added to the list of to be killed.
Really?
Without predators, this is what happens when the government's in charge of this sort of thing. The hoofed mammals flourished and began to compete with each other for food. The larger elk eventually drove out the white-tailed deer, the mule deer, the bighorn sheep, and the pronghorn. As their numbers increased, the elk ate the willow and the aspen around the riverbanks and trampled the area so that the seedlings could not regenerate. Is this amazing or what? They took out the natural predators, and the other animals started destroying the environment on their own.
Sure they did.
Without the willow and aspen, the beaver population dwindled. Without the beavers in the ponds they created, waterfowl, mink, and otter were threatened. The clear water needed by the trout disappeared along with the beaver dams. Without the ponds, the water table was lowered, decreasing the vegetation growth required to sustain many other species. When park officials realized their mistake, they began removing the elk, of which there were 58,000 between 1935 and 1961. Meanwhile, the elk overgrazed, greatly reducing the shrubs and berries that fed the bear population. In addition, the destruction of willow and aspen destroyed the grizzly habitat, while road construction and beaver loss reduced the trout population on which the grizzlies fed. So what do you think the grizzlies decided to do?
They went pillaging through people's garbage.
When the garbage dumps were closed in the 1960s to encourage the bears to feed naturally, little was left for them to eat. They began seeking out park visitors who brought food with them.
I was going to say, I hope they're not eating park visitors.
All of this is a result from one government decision. They began seeking out the park visitors. Yellowstone management began a program to remove the problem bears as well. In the early 1970s, more than 100 bears were removed. Almost twice as many grizzlies were killed. Subsidies create tension. Talk about a tragedy.
Yeah.
All because that they thought they were doing the right thing. A government decision. Subsidies, was it the opposite of their intentions, Manwich?
I would say that it's far the opposite of their intentions.
Subsidies create tension between special interests with different views. Yellowstone visitors wanted to see deer and elk. Some naturalists would have preferred not to disturb the ecosystem, even if it meant limiting visitors and disappointing some of them. Since everyone is forced to subsidize the park at gunpoint, each person tries to impose his or her view as to how it should be run. Kind of like with our educational system.
Yeah.
Some people think we should have the Bible in schools.
Some people think they should have condoms.
Some people think we should have all kinds of sexual education. Some people think we don't need the Bible in schools. And they're all at each other's throats.
Some people think there needs to be more art. Some people think there needs to be less.
Right. And they're all arguing with one another when we can all have what we want if we just let the free market take control. So everyone is forced to subsidize the park, so everyone's trying to impose his or her view as to how it should be run. The resulting compromise pleases no one. Contributors to private organizations, in contrast, choose to donate to a group that shares their common purpose. For example, at Pine Butte Preserve, the Nature Conservancy...
Pine Butte?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure it's not Butte?
Butte. What a Butte. Okay, excuse me. The Nature Conservancy replanted overgrazed areas with chokecherry shrubs for the grizzlies and fended off sensitive areas from cattle, deer, and elk. Animals that thrive in the absence of predators. The Nature Conservancy has preserved more than 2.4 million acres of land since 1951. Now, you made the claim last hour that these are big tracts of land. How can these private organizations take care of them? How can they afford them? Through private donations from people who care. The Audubon Society, as a matter of fact, also uses ownership to protect the environment. The Rainy Wildlife Sanctuary in Louisiana is home to marshland deer, armadillo, muskrat, otter, mink, and snow geese. Carefully managed natural gas wells and cattle herds create wealth without interfering with a native species. And I'll tell you more about this in moments. Seriously, the free market really can give us the best of both worlds. Everybody really can win if we just get the government out. If you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231, this is your show. You can even change the topic. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And man,
we're here at Saturday night. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. By the way, if this is the only time you hear the show during the week, you're missing out. We're on six nights per week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Also, of course, the Saturday show from 8 to 10. So, if you don't get this show on your local talk station, call them on Monday. Talk to the program director, the general manager. Let them know you want to hear Free Talk Live all 6 days a week. And miracles can happen.
You could perhaps send them an email.
Absolutely. Or send us an email if you want. If you want, ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out all the other fun stuff we got in store for you on the house at freetalklive.com. We're talking about endangered species, which a lot of people are concerned with. And you never hear this side of the argument, do you, Manwich?
No one would ever think it.
Well, somebody has thought it, as a matter of fact, because I'm reading from a book called Healing Our World, some examples of how it is the government ruins the environment, it endangers even more species, while the private free market, individual decisions, private organizations, charities, really can protect animals. They really can protect the environment. All we have to do is get the government out of it. But nobody's arguing it. When it comes to the government making a decision, because right now there's a lobbying group that's lobbying for changes, reform of the Endangered Species Act, saying
the Endangered Species Act hasn't worked. It's a violation of property rights, and we need to give back more property rights, but they're not saying that we should have true property rights. They're saying we just need to change the rules. We need to make it so, well, this and this and this, and you can still have your endangered species, and yes, government, you can still protect them, which means they're not really being protected at all, because the government doesn't care. There may be a few bureaucrats there that actually do care about animals, but for the most part, they're a bunch of donut-eating, coffee-drinking do-nothings.
Well, the more we get involved in nature, I think the more we mess it up. So,
the more we, what do you mean by we? You mean the government?
Human beings.
Human beings?
Sure.
Clearly, the Nature Conservancy or the Audubon Society would disagree with you.
They buy it so that they don't mess with it.
Well, they're getting involved with nature, aren't they?
Did I say get involved? I mean mess with it with, They're going out and killing animals to hold off, you know, populations here and there, these different kind of populations that they believe are dangerous animals. The Audubon Society is just buying the land and leaving the animals alone.
Yeah, well, actually, they're doing other things to encourage their growth. They have programs and that sort of thing that actually help the animals reproduce, that help the animals propagate, whereas the government never does anything right. If you want the government to save species, you are fooling yourself. Just to wrap this up here from Healing Our World. So, talking about the Audubon Society and their Rainy Wildlife Sanctuary in Louisiana, which is home to all kinds of natural animals, carefully managed natural gas wells and cattle herds create wealth without interfering with native species. Other private organizations, did you hear what I just said? This Audubon Society actually allows natural gas companies to come onto their property and harvest some natural gas, and they manage to do it right next to these native species.
Wow.
Yeah, because they're privately owned. They're privately run. It's important for them to keep their property in tip-top shape.
Hmm.
Because otherwise, they won't get donations. Right?
Right.
So, other private organizations investing in wilderness areas for their voluntary membership include Ducks Unlimited, the National Wild Turkey Federation, the National Wildlife Federation, Trout Unlimited, and Wings Over Wisconsin. I'm sure there are much more than that as well. The story of Ravenna Park, Seattle, illustrates how aggression compromises the care given to the environment. In 1887, this is a sad, sad story, Manwich. In 1887, a couple bought up the land on which some giant Douglas firs grew, which maybe that's one of the endangered flora or fauna. Flora, I guess. Douglas firs grew and added a pavilion for nature lectures and made walking paths with benches and totems depicting Indian culture. Sounds very homey. Sounds very, very nice.
Pleasant. Nice.
Visitors were charged admission to support Ravenna Park. Up to 10,000 people came on the busiest days. Not months. Not weeks. Days. Some Seattle citizens weren't satisfied with this non-aggressive arrangement. They lobbied for the city to buy and operate the park with tax dollars, taken at gunpoint if necessary. In 1911, the city took over the park. Sure enough, one by one, the giant fir trees, the ancient giant fir trees that were supposed to be protected, began to disappear. Concerned citizens complained when they found that the trees were being cut into cordwood and sold. The superintendent, bureaucrat, later charged with abuse of public funds, equipment, and personnel, told the citizens that the large Roosevelt tree had posed a threat to public safety. By 1925, all of the giant firs were gone. The superintendent could personally profit from the beautiful trees only by selling them and not protecting them. So there you go. A perfect example of, and she gives another example of something that happened in Africa, where one country was prohibiting the ownership of elephants, for instance, because, well, you got to protect the elephants, right? And another country had similar laws, but then decided to reverse them and allowed for private ownership of elephants. Where do you think the poachers are found?
Where the elephants are?
Where the elephants are prohibited. Because
the private owners
will protect their damn elephants from those poachers. Because if it's just the government that's taking care of the elephants, they just let them roam in the pasture. They don't care. They're bureaucrats.
Right.
They're protecting the elephants because they have a program that says they are. And so the poachers are killing the elephants in the country where it's illegal to own elephants. In the country, and of course, the numbers of elephants there are
dwindling.
And in the country where the elephants are legal to own and harvest the ivory and use them for, you know, use them for products and that sort of thing.
They're
flourishing. The free market helps everybody win. We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, We'll talk about another little prohibition story, Border Patrol or smuggler? Coming up next on Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. I gave out an incorrect website earlier.
What was that?
I said ruart.org. It's actually ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T.com. I posted the link on our freetalklive.com bulletin board system for anybody that wants to check that for themselves, to read Healing Our World. It's available free online.
Really?
Yeah, so if you're ever in a heated discussion with a leftist, a socialist, if you will, someone who wants to protect the environment and that sort of thing, you can tell them you want to protect the environment too.
So you're going to post it on freetalklive.com?
I did that already.
Oh, already done
over
that.
The break. Yeah, you can log on to freetalklive.com and check that out. Anyway,
you can also check out the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Yes, you can.
The last 6 days worth of archives that are conveniently packaged in little one-hour segments that are labeled nicely for you, so you can download whatever hours you want, or you can listen to the live stream. What else?
Just a bunch of other cool stuff. You can email us and check it out, freetalklive.com. We are almost out of time for tonight, man, which we only have a two-hour show on Saturday nights.
Flew by.
Yeah, it did. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Saturday nights, of course, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 o'clock. So we're available six nights a week. Just enough time to slip this one in. A California U.S. Border Patrol agent has been arrested on suspicion of drug trafficking after authorities found 750 pounds of marijuana in his squad car following a high-speed freeway chase, according to a criminal complaint filed in San Diego. The agent, Luis Francisco Higareda, has pleaded innocent to the charge and was in federal...
I don't know how that stuff
how'd
got there.
How'd 750 pounds of pot get in my car? And, he was in federal custody on Friday. FBI agents...
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
...began watching Higuera after learning of a supposed plan to move a giant drug stash over the border from Mexico to a house in Calexico, California, using a... Calexico? Wow. Like a combo between California and Mexico.
There you go.
Using a marked U.S. Border Patrol car, the complaint said. Agents said they watched Higuera meet with another driver at a customs checkpoint, then chased him at high speeds. About 20 miles into Holtville, California, a search of the squad car turned up 10 duffel bags filled with marijuana and an illegal immigrant who was also taken into custody. And he again has pleaded innocent. Sounds like the evidence is pretty stacked against him.
Doesn't sound like it's going to be good.
But what a surprise, Manwich. Gee, this never happens. Police being corrupted by the drug war, the immense profits that they can make on illegal
drugs.
Who
can blame them with the kind of money that they can make?
I mean, this guy didn't just... Normally, when we talk about the Border Patrol, we talk about how they just sort of let people through. They get paid off to let a big rig through full of marijuana, thousands of pounds of it. They get paid $100 a pound or something like that.
Sounds like a safer bet to me.
It seems safer, yes. But this guy decided he was going to cash in big time.
He hated the idea that if all those people were making that much more per pound than he was.
Right.
So the $100 a pound wasn't enough for him.
Yeah, he wanted to make $500 per pound or $1,000 per pound because literally the markups are that insane with illegal drugs. And the reason?
Well, the reason is because they're prohibited.
That's right. If marijuana wasn't an illegal substance...
It wouldn't cost anything.
It would be cheaper than cigarettes.
Sure would. If cigarettes weren't a regulated substance, they'd be significantly cheaper.
50 cents a pack if they weren't regulated.
If that. The really expensive brands would be 50 cents a pack. You could get a pack of cigarettes for 10 cents.
The drug war is an abomination. And I wish we had more time to talk about it. I'm sure we will sometime soon. It comes up all the time on this show.
How about Monday from 7 to 10?
Yeah, that's right. It's an outrage against your freedom.
It's an outrage!
It's an outrage!
We're going to be back Monday night, 7 o'clock. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll see you online in the meantime. But the conversation continues at freetalklive.com. If you're talking...